From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. The Syrian president says he will continue to fight. With his forces on the cusp of victory over rebels in Aleppo, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says the fight will continue until the five-year-old conflict is over. He made the vow in an interview published Thursday in the state-owned newspaper Al-Watan one day after Syria's Russian-backed army gained control over three-quarters of Aleppo's old city, which had been under rebel control since 2012. Assad said a victory in Aleppo would not mean the end of the war, but represent a huge step toward that end. The president also rejected any thoughts of a truce in Aleppo as long as the rebels remain in the city. Rebel forces have proposed a five-day ceasefire to ensure the humanitarian evacuation of civilians, promising to discuss the future of Aleppo once that had been achieved. The International Committee of the Red Cross said Thursday that it had evacuated about 150 civilians in need of urgent medical care from a hospital in the old city. The ICRC spokeswoman, Marianne Gasser, told reporters many of them cannot move and need special attention and care. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov failed to make progress on a Syria truce in talks in Germany early today. That, according to an American official, Kerry and Lavrov met twice Thursday on the margins of a foreign minister's meeting of the 57-member Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. Their meetings lasted 10 minutes each, and no progress, no conclusion were reached on Aleppo, the devastated northern Syrian city where Russia-backed regime troops are battling rebel forces, according to the American official. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Kerry has warned his European counterparts about the threats posed by rising authoritarianism in Europe and around the world. Speaking Thursday at the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, the Ministerial Council in Hamburg, Kerry said the rising trend on authoritarian thinking is accompanied by backsliding on human rights, restrictions on independent media, and a spike in acts of intolerance and hate crimes.
We all see what's happening. Growing corruption in too many countries, the increasing authoritarianism, moves by certain leaders to change constitutions in an effort to consolidate power, false news being spread through new platforms of the media, torture being actually advocated in certain quarters.
Kerry also said the conflict in eastern Ukraine and the Russian occupation of Crimea has persisted too long and called on the OSCE to continue efforts to negotiate a peaceful settlement of those issues. Afghanistan's Taliban is demanding official recognition for its political office in Qatar, direct talks with the United States, and removal of senior members from a UN blacklist, describing these as preliminary steps to peacefully ending its insurgency. A Qatar-based Taliban spokesman, Sohail Shaheen, has said the presence of U.S.-led foreign troops in Afghanistan is the root cause of war and its continuation. The Taliban maintains an unofficial political office in Doha, the capital of the Gulf state, for meetings with Afghan and foreign interlocutors. The controversial facility was formally opened in 2013, but the move outraged the Afghan government, forcing Qatari authorities to stop the Taliban from officially using it. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has also refused to give recognition to the Taliban office. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is expected to nominate Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt to lead the Environmental Protection Agency. That, according to a source close to Pruitt. Pruitt, who's a 48-year-old Republican, has been a reliable booster of the fossil fuel industry and an outspoken critic of what he derides as the EPA's activist agenda. Pruitt was spotted visiting Trump Tower yesterday. The person close to Pruitt who provided the information was unauthorized to speak publicly about Trump's pick and did so on condition of anonymity. Environmental groups quickly denounced Pruitt as a puppet of polluters, with the Sierra Club likening his selection as EPA administrator to putting an arsonist in charge of fighting fires. Though Trump had not yet officially named Pruitt as his nominee, senior advisor Kellyanne Conway appeared to confirm Pruitt.
That's the latest world news from VOA.